You are now listening to Financial Fornicating with Madam Money and Friends, the podcast where controversial cash conversations and fun financial tips are shared for healthier relationships with your money. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be big mad or laugh out loud. Either way, we're about to learn something. Let's go.
Hello, I'm Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money, and I'm your host for Financial Fornicating with Madam Money and Friends. So my expert friend today is Angela Pinnell. We've known each other for years and years, but we haven't seen each other physically in years. So this is the first time we're laying eyes on each other. So it's so good to see you. You look so beautiful in your pink.
Thank you very much. Fuchsia's my color.
Fuchsia, it is fuchsia. Get it right, y'all. It's not pink. It's fuchsia. Okay, there's a difference. How about that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I wanted you to come on because a lot of people have questions about home ownership. You know, one of the questions they have is it the right time to buy? And if I should buy, what are some things I should consider? And you have something unique. You have the three P's of home ownership that we're going to learn about today, right?
Absolutely.
But before we get into that, I want you to tell the world how amazing you are. I already know, but my friends are amazing. And I just want the world to know how amazing you are. Right. Come on.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yes. Well, my name is Angela Pinnell, and I'm an agent with eXp Realty. I'm a part of a team, the Holland Walker team under eXp, and I have been in the industry actually since 2003 when I first got my license and did new home sales back in the day when Atlanta was on the big boom up until 2010, and I stepped away and did insurance. I sold insurance for 10 years. And so now coming back into the industry 10 years later in 2010, everything has changed, and fast forwarded into the industry during the height of the boom of everybody buying and buying and buying, and the prices soaring, multiple offers being offered on properties. And so I have been successful in the last 2 years in getting back in this industry. 2022, I actually helped 15 families. Over $3 million in real estate that I was able to help families purchase their own homes or sell their own homes. And so I'm excited about being in this industry. It is definitely a different industry now since 2022. And it's wide open, especially for buyers right now, is way more negotiable. And so I always tell people, my agent is Angela. That's my hashtag. So when you're looking, know that I'm available for you. So being back in this industry, it's hot, it's on fire, and I'm ready to go.
And that's interesting, Angela, that you say that, because if you listen to the media is saying that it's not a good time to buy because the interest rates are so high as far as the Fed rates. I think it's at 7, or the last time it was at 7. I don't know if they've increased it, but it's at least at 7. So you're looking at an interest rate, not anything below 7, quite possibly, but, and that's 7%, you know, there may be other options that are there, but, you know, people are kind of getting unnerved, or they're like, no, maybe this is not the right time to buy. You know, let's kill that myth right now. The myth. Is it a good time for homeowners or people that want to get in home ownership? Is it a good time to buy?
It is definitely a good time to buy. The reason I say that is because, like I mentioned, in 2020, 2021, 2022, the inventory was so low. Oh my goodness. It would be a Thursday evening, usually when homes come on the market, Thursday, Friday morning, you had to go see it instantly or else you're going to miss out. There would be 20 and 30 offers on one home at that time. And so now that things have evolved and changed a little bit, now we're seeing homes that are on the market for 28 days, 32 days. You know, they fell off, you know, they were under contract, they came back on the market. And so now buyers who are looking to buy have an opportunity to have selection of different homes, where before it was like, well, this is all there is, and they pretty much, it's either this house or this house. Okay. And now they have an opportunity to really kind of, okay, well, I really want this, this, and this, and then you have a selection to choose from with that. And then for sellers, on the selling side, before, sellers could sell almost anything, and they were going to get an offer. Now, not so much. They are going to have to give up some closing costs, a little bit, or all the closing costs, depending on how long it's been on the market. And they may have to do some improvements, where before they could just sell it as is, and it was pretty much they were going to get what they were asking for or above, because that was during the time period where appraisal gap was so huge, where people were paying $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 above appraisal out of pocket.
Wow. So in 2020 to 2022, it was a seller's market. Now it is a buyer's market. And for those that really don't understand what a seller's market or a buyer's market is, that it's that supply and demand type thing, right? So the supply of homes were very limited, but there were more buyers than there were sellers. So that made it a seller's market, that they can just pretty much sell whatever they want as is or whatever. But now, since the inventory is so high and there's fewer borrowers, which is a good time, you have more to choose from, which makes it a borrower's market, that we have all of this inventory to choose from that I don't have to do as is. I can make a little bit more demands as a borrower right now. So that is a good point, that 2023 is probably the best time to buy because it is a borrower's market. Now, you have something interesting. You have the three P's of home ownership. If I want to become a homeowner, there are three things, at least three things, that I need to consider, your three P's. So let's talk about the first P. What's the first P?
The first P in my three P's is patience. You have to have patience. Have patience to go through the process. You have to have patience to understand the process. You have to have patience while I'm in negotiation. I mean, all of these pieces require you to, you know, while we're looking at the different homes, you know, not to get too anxious, but also be clear on what your direction is, on what it is that you really want. To understand that photos on Zillow or any other site that has homes, they can be misleading. And so, yes, it looks good on the picture, but when you get there, it may not be the same, or vice versa. It looks, it doesn't look good, but then you get there and it's like, whoa, I really like this. And you'll know as soon as you go in. So having the patience and knowing that, you know, you can take your time. I'm going to help walk you through the process so that you understand that you're making a really educated decision about your home.
And that's a very good point, is that you do need to have patience, especially if you're new to the home ownership game, right? If you don't know what to expect, it's not one of those things you see it, you like it, you buy it. That is not the process. You see it, you see multiple. You like maybe multiple, you have to narrow it down of what's best for you. Then you have to send in the offer. Then they have to accept it. There's normally a counter, so there's negotiation that's back and forth. And then hopefully you have financing pre-approved, so you don't have to worry about getting financing. That's a whole other conversation. But you have to have patience with the process. It's not like buying a car. It's not like buying an outfit. Home ownership, you know, getting into home ownership and buying property does require patience. It may not go, the closing date may not be the day that you requested it. And sometimes it may unexpectedly be sooner, but you have to be patient with the process. I love that. I love that.
Yes. It's so funny because I have I have three homes under contract right now. And of the three, one of the homeowners, she thought she needed to wait a whole nother year. But fortunate, it was like a double-edged sword. A tree fell on her townhome.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so it forced her into making the decision to go ahead and to get pre-approved. And she did. And now she's under contract and closing in 2 weeks. Wow. And then vice versa, I have someone, they looked at 2 townhomes and they knew immediately, okay, yeah, this is the one. Now I thought that one, and so did they, thought it was going to close in the normal 30-day time period. Actually, it's taken 2 months to close. So walking that person through and helping them understand that, yeah, I know we were supposed to close 2 months ago, but it's coming. And little by little, like inching off to know that it's around the corner, and we're supposed to close that one on Friday. So
well, congratulations to them and to you on that one. But, you know, and then you have new construction. So if you're doing new construction, weather could delay it. Anything could delay it. You know, getting the supplies, supply chain could delay it. There's a whole lot of things that can delay it. So patience is definitely a requirement. I love
Third home. So that's so funny you say that, because the third home is new construction. And I just had the inspection done, and there were items that need to be addressed. And so those are things that we're going to have to work out, even though we're supposed to be closing, can't happen. So the change has to happen. And so I have to stay in communication with my clients and let them know that, yes, it will happen. It's just to have that patience through the process.
And communication is key. Absolutely. So what's the second P?
The second P is perseverance. So you must be able to persevere through this process. So earlier on, you talked about having a pre-approval. Whew. So you have to persevere through that, because having your credit pulled, having the loan officer tell you, yes, you're ready, or no, not quite, sometimes can be disheartening for people. And so understand that, yes, it's a process. Yes, it's going to happen, but you have to persevere through the obstacles that will come up in the home ownership process. And so persevering through that is key. Or like during the 2020 to 2022, when I was submitting offers every day, almost 3 and 4 offers on multiple properties, understanding that you have to persevere, even though our offer wasn't accepted, even though you know, the house is gone already, it's under contract, even though the offer, you know, it fell through, the contract fell through, let's persevere through this. We can get through it.
Yeah, that's really good, is that, you know, it may not go the way you want it, but you have to persevere. You have to keep it moving. If home ownership is your goals, you know, sometimes there are obstacles. You know, I've been in situations where I found a house, I love the house, put an offer on it, and didn't get it. And so it's almost like, oh, my heart is broken. I'll never love another house. And then you find the next house and it's like, oh, it was worth it. You know, going that, that other house wasn't my house. You know what I mean? So what's for you is for you. So the next time you go through the process, or if you're going through the process and it doesn't work out, just know that home obviously wasn't for you. And your home, you know, is waiting for you to persevere to find it. So perseverance is great and works very well with that patience, because you do need patience to persevere. Good job. And what is the final three? What is the final P?
The final P, even though it's the third P, it's really what you do. Well, certain people, I know I do, is pray.
Okay. Yes.
Prayer works. It really does. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I ask that my clients, they pray through this process. They pray through the inspection, through the contract, through the appraisal, through the underwriting process, because you're going to need that prayer. The underwriter, you know, they're going to call you 15 times asking for the same document, and you got to pray your way through it, or they don't understand what's going on. And so you definitely have to pray through step one, all the way through to the closing table.
Absolutely. And even after that. And so for those of you that may not believe in a higher power, which we all believe in a higher power, or you don't pray, it's the same as law of attraction. It's the same as visualization. So you visualize to manifest, right? So it's visualization to manifestation. So, you know, if you really want something, you have, you know, us, we pray. We have faith. We believe in those things that are not as though they were. Mm-hmm. That's visualization. When you can visualize it, you can see it, you can feel it inside of you, in your brain, whatever you can visualize can manifest. And so that is the same thing. Every day you spend time to either pray or to visualize you in the house. Visualize that everything's going to go well. And again, if it doesn't, that may not be your property. Mm-hmm. So you have to persevere, or it may be. Sometimes the best things in life require hard work. You know, I really, you know, when I'm 50, I really want to look like Angela Bassett. That means I'm going to have to put in some work, right? Absolutely. But I'm going to have to be patient and know that if I go to the gym once, that's not going to happen. So I'm going to have to persevere and go more than once. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be praying for the entire time because I'm going to be in pain. So, but I visualize Angela Bassett to manifest.
Yes, you want those guns. Yes.
Same thing with your home, okay? Whatever your Angela Bassett is, whatever it is. She's a chick, though. I'm so going to look like her when I'm 50. So, you know, you visualize that home of what you want, moving in, your family in there, you in there, and that feels great. You have family over and all that stuff. Feels great, because once you manifest that, once you pray on that, the universe will do what it needs to do to get you in line.
Well, I'm a living witness of that. I purchased my home, not my first home, but my first home by myself in 2019. And when I tell you, like, I had to have my three P's, even before I knew I had to have my three P's, because I could not find a home that was in my price range. And so what did I do? I drove around neighborhoods every day to see if I could find a home. And I found my home the day before it went on the market and was able to access it and wrote an offer that same day. And so I had to persevere through the whole underwriting process of them checking out my information and checking into my financials. You know, you think something is hidden back there, but sometimes that stuff comes back and you have to explain those things. So I had to persevere through that. So I prayed through all of that to make sure that I'm here in my home to be able to speak witness to my clients that I've gone through the same process that they're going through right now.
Absolutely. And also, you know, you're going to have to do those three P's when you're doing pre-approval for the pre-approval process. And please go through the pre-approval process before you go shopping. I tell people all the time, do not go shopping if you don't know how much you can spend. And it's not how much the bank tells you you can afford. It's how much you know you can afford, because the bank may not know all of the bills that are coming in. They only see what's on the credit report and maybe some other things, right? So, you know, they're going to want to see your tax returns or your pay stubs or your W-2s to verify your income, that you have the capacity to pay. They're going to look at your credit, not only to see how much debt you have, but how are you paying those people? Because if you're cheating on the other creditors, you more than likely going to cheat on them. All right. Just throwing that out. Right. Just saying. You know, okay. So if your credit score is a 500, you've been cheating on a couple people. They ain't going to want to deal with that. I'm just throwing that out. Or if they do deal with it, you're going to have to pay a significant amount of money down to reduce their risk in the event that you choose not to pay. This financial fornication thing is real, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. But you're going to have to go through those three P's to go through that process before you even start shopping for the home. Because you don't want to shop for the home, find a home you really like, and then go through pre-approval and find out you can't afford it. Now that's heartbreaking. Don't do that. So do your pre-approval first. And then you determine.
It's frustrating with some of those people. It is. Oh my goodness. And the thing is, you know, you have some people where their families need a place to stay and you're not ready. You're not ready to walk the walk, or you haven't saved any money. you don't have any money, and you may not qualify for down payment assistance programs. Mm-hmm. And so there are down payment assistance programs available, but do you have a score? Is your debt to income ratio up to par? Mm-hmm. And if you can't get it, do you have money to be, to, you know, have you saved enough money? Because you need your down payment and your closing costs if the seller's not going to help contribute.
Absolutely. And the reason why a lot of people ask, well, why does a financial institution require a down payment? Well, there's several reasons why. There could be PMI, and that's your mortgage insurance. Where it's a certain thing, but a lot of financial institutions, we, you know, as a former CEO of a financial institution, we want to know that you have some skin in the game, right? We don't really want to give you 100% of it. You have no skin in the game, then you don't pay. Now we're stuck with a property that's overfinanced and we can't get all of our money back because we're lending money to you that belong, that's from other customers. So, you know what I mean? So, that's a whole other conversation of lending, but definitely I love those three P's: patience, perseverance, and prayer, or your visualization to manifestation, right? I love that. But there's some other things we need to consider through this process too, right?
Absolutely. Our, the next thing would be what I pride myself in providing is customer service. And so I provide 5-star service to every client. I don't, I mean, it doesn't matter to me if you're buying a piece of land, which I think that's the lowest I owed, or if you're buying a $1 million home. Either way, I'm going to provide you with top service so that you feel valued and so that you understand that your purchase means something to me and that you are, you know, you're spending your money. And so you expect for someone to treat you with dignity and respect. And that's what I'm definitely going to make sure that that customer service is 5-star. I, on my real estate page on realtor.com, if you look me up on any social media platforms, I provide you with not only, you know, some photos and videos, but I also make sure that I do testimonials with my clients so that they can tell you out of their own mouths. And I'm, these are not rehearsed and one take, two, three take, no. This day, bam, here's the camera. Tell me how your experience has gone. And they will tell you verbatim what type of service that I've been able to provide. And I'm telling you, it's just been wonderful. I know that God has called me to do this. Is no question in my mind. I feel so much at home. I've done so many other professions. I've been in sales for over 30 years. So sales is what I do. But this being a realtor is just, it's been life-changing for me.
It's your calling. So that's beautiful. And customer service is big. A lot of people fail at customer service because of the lack of communication. Usually with a customer wants to know, they just want to know what's going on. Like if there's a delay or if there's something bad, you know, we just want to know what's going on. We ain't got to like it. We just need to understand it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we may not like the process or something bad happened through the process, but if you communicate with me on a regular basis and I can trust you, customer service is going to be up there despite the fact that I didn't have a good experience. But if you can have a good experience and a really agent that's communicative, that is 5-star. That is amazing service. And I know that you provide that for your customers. And what's the last thing we should consider when we're becoming a homeowner?
When you're becoming a homeowner, the third thing that I would say is building partnerships, having good relationships with your partners. So during the homeownership process, you're going to have a relationship with your realtor. You're going to have a relationship with your loan officer. You're going to have a relationship with the home inspector, with the underwriter is going to be contacting you, with the closing attorney. If you have any repairs done, it could be a contractor that you have a relationship with, or the security system that you need to get installed. These are all the different partners that I have relationships with, and I value these to the utmost. If I send someone to you, I've already vetted them, I promise you. I'm not sending you no junk, no flim flam, no joker from around the corner, no.
We don't want no scrubs, okay?
No. Because why? I don't play by customer service for me, and right. I don't play by customer service for my people. And so those building those relationships is very, very paramount to making this transaction very smooth and worthwhile for you, so that you are able to experience as seamless as possible transaction.
That's amazing. And I do agree with you. Your realtor should have the relationships to help you through that process. It's not your responsibility to know the contractor, and everybody. Your realtor, a really good realtor, has relationships built in the areas that we want, right? So that is awesome. So how can people, if people want to work with you, ask you questions, get a better idea of, this home ownership process, or if they've already been a homeowner, but now they want to go and buy another home, how can they communicate with you or contact you?
Well, they can definitely reach out to you. My Angela is my Instagram and my Facebook business page. Then my website is angelapanel.exprealty.com, and you can reach me there as well. I can also supply you with a calendar link to be able to schedule your own personalized conversation so that we can discuss the opportunity of you looking into home ownership or selling your home. Either way, I'm available for any of those clients.
Awesome. So if you are looking to be a homeowner, or you are a homeowner, but you want to get your next home, or even if you're really trying to sell your home, make sure you connect with my real estate expert, my girl, Angela Pinnell. She is one of my Madam Money friends. So I vetted her as well. So anyone that's on the show, I have vetted them. Definitely reach out to her. Angela, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, the three P's, about customer service and relationships, the importance of relationships with the home ownership process. I so appreciate you. For everyone else, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for liking, and thank you for sharing and subscribing. Until the next time, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.